Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, did you, when you met last Thursday, did you address some of the kind of bickering that was going on among the defense about each other, and did you quell that kind of?
You know, I didn't do much about it, man. They bicker because they care, and we weren't playing well, and oftentimes the solutions is born out of conflict and confrontation, particularly when you're in the business that we're in. And so we're not going to let an issue like that be a big issue. It's really not. Guys expressing truth and working to seek solutions, and sometimes emotions are involved in that. And so most of the time when you get out of those circumstances, you're able to move on as a collective, and I feel like we certainly have done that.
I'm sure Mike Tomlin wishes he had two tickets to paradise as the bickering continued in the locker room for the Steelers, and it was pretty vocal with Deshaun Elliott, Patrick Queen, Cam Hayward, and others calling out the team and different players on defense that were not making a significant enough factor. And Tomlin saying they bicker because they care. Brian, I feel like that's true. But Tomlin, I feel like, is so... he wants everything in-house. He wants everything to be taken care of in-house, not in the media. He doesn't give a lot of fuel to the fire, not a lot of bulletin board material. So I'm sure he wasn't necessarily pleased by all the comments that were made. And it being from Elliott and Queen, the most vocal out of anybody. Yes, Cam Hayward, who's been in the room. Yes, a little bit of Alex Highsmith, who's been in the room. But two newer Steelers, I think maybe that might have pushed him aside a little bit.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that Tomlin didn't just kind of shrug that off and say, you know, these things happen with teams and it doesn't always have to be for public consumption, or however he'd want to word that. I think you bring up a good point there, though, City Limits. You know, you don't want this to become like your favorite show, Big Brother, where Yes. You've got factions, the new Steelers, the former Ravens, Patrick Queen and Deshaun Elliott are over here. The longtime Steelers, Minka Fitzpatrick and Cam Sutton, are over here.
We're picking sides on this reality show.
Joey Porter Jr. is just trying to go to a different amusement park than Six Flags when he plays the Bengals for a second time.
Kennywood's open, Joey. Still got time. I think it's closed now.
But. Beanie Bishop's just trying to figure out life in the NFL and probably sitting there today wondering why he didn't play a snap against the Chiefs. So, yeah, I mean, they're leaking oil right now in the back end. And as far as all those guys kind of having tough conversations and, you know, coming to the unfortunate truths that you're going to see. I mean, the film doesn't lie. They know what their jobs were. And I actually think, I know there's kind of been a discourse throughout the Pittsburgh media over these last 5 or 6 days since the Chiefs game. Sometimes we can't help ourselves when we have too much time on our hands, right? You
know, we've had a lot of time
on our hands. So it's become like, who's the guy everybody's talking about? Who are they trying to vote off? Survivor, Steelers Island right now? I don't know that it's quite that cut and dried. I think it's probably a case of a little bit of the coach speak of, yes, on any given play, if there's 10 guys following the script and one guy going off script for whatever reason, either because he doesn't know the play or he thinks he can guess and cheat and be Superman and make a big play, or trying to compensate because maybe he's lost a step and thinks he needs to anticipate where the offense is going, then yeah, you're screwed. You know, you're going to be in big trouble when a guy's running free down the seam. So I think it's probably more of that than one particular guy is burrowing in, no Bengals pun intended, to be a double agent to take down the 2024 Steelers over the final month of the season. I think there's a couple guys who've probably been culprits of it more than others, and they're the ones who are going to have to answer to their teammates more than anybody during these film sessions. But it also is, and we referenced this during the last segment, I tried to talk to Minka Fitzpatrick as he's walking out of the locker room in Baltimore. He had no time today. Tried to talk to him the day after the loss to the Chiefs. No interest in doing it. I think it's a little bit tough when you're a vet and, okay, if you don't have time for us in the media, that's one thing. Now young guys like Corey Trice need to stand up and talk. And they're not perfect, but they're also not spokesmen for this team, and they're not the highly paid guys who are compensated to answer. And it's not answering to us reporters. It's answering to the fans who have a vested interest in this team and are going down to the games on Christmas and paying money to see these guys.
And
buying jerseys and stuff. And now they are the ones who are upset with the product on the field. And, we're a conduit to them. So I think that's been a little bit disconcerting as well. And, I think there's something to be said for, Joey Porter Jr. I just kind of goofed on him a little bit there with the Six Flags shot. But to his credit, he stood up after that Bengals game in Cincinnati and kind of took his lumps from us who were there and answered questions about all the penalties and answered questions about the press coverage on T. Higgins and that didn't go his way and some of the touchdowns allowed. Minka doesn't always do that. I don't know about Cam Sutton after some of these recent games, but Patrick Queen and Deshaun Elliott, maybe they're not toeing the company line, but at least they're showing some passion and some fire and some want to, as Alex Highsmith put it after that Chiefs loss.
We're joined by Brian Bacco of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Austin Bechtold, your friend City Limits in for Pomp and Joe today. After Bob was, he joined us on the first segment. And how about Bob? He pulled a double dip. He joined us to start the show. And then he went on and did the Tomlin presser. Bob will be back in tomorrow.
We were all thrown for a loop with the game time not coming out until after Sunday night football. And in the NFL world, it's really all just about when you play. That determines the routine and the regimen for the week. And that trickles down to all of us who cover the team in various forms and fashions. So once Sunday became Saturday, Tuesday became Monday, our weeks were thrown off. Tomlin's a creature of habit. He wanted to make today a typical Tuesday.
So Bob goes there to Tomlin, and here I am.
So Bob responds accordingly. You respond accordingly. I respond accordingly. And now here we are. Steelers will practice these next 3 days, and they don't have a lot of time to turn it around. But as far as the solutions go, City Limits, and get your thoughts on this, benching Cam Sutton, maybe that's one. But if it's not a one-for-one swap with Beanie Bishop coming in there, Mike Tomlin talked about how they've kind of been basing it on matchups, and I asked Terrell Austin about that a couple weeks ago. Are you riding the hot hand? Are there certain offenses you think Sutton's a better fit to play against, or Bishop's a certain fit to play against? Do they have any creative wrinkles up their sleeve for this home stretch? Do they have the extra time now, both game plan-wise, schematics-wise, now practice-wise, to put it into action these next 3 days? Can you use a three safety look a little bit more than you have? Can you move Minka Fitzpatrick? Do you want to move Minka Fitzpatrick around? Can you get Corey Trice involved in a way that he hasn't been before? I don't know what the answer is, but it might be an answer that's outside of just one of your two guys you've been running through there at the nickel position.
Well, when Mike Hilton was here, they ran the corner blitz, maybe 35% of the time.
You didn't have to worry about it. You just play every snap as your inside corner, and he was one of the best in the league.
And they've tried to bring Cam Sutton on a couple of instances, especially over the last couple of weeks, and it has failed miserably.
Well, he did get the roughing the passer call.
Well, that doesn't help.
Yes, he got there, and it was actually unfortunate for the Steelers that he got there.
Yeah, and I just feel like the way that he's playing, it's just shown too much overconfidence from Tomlin, that he was so eager and willing to go back to Cam Sutton. After, look, the first week that he came back, they were easing him in after missing eight games. They played Beanie Bishop. But since, it's been Cam Sutton who, I mean, what has Cam Sutton's big play been this year? What has been his big moment where he's been worthy of receiving those snaps compared to Beanie Bishop? Because, I mean, when you look at just the overall breakdown of the players, I don't think there's that sizable of a gap between Sutton and Bishop. But the more and more Sutton plays, the more I think the gap grows.
Here's what Terrell Austin said when I asked him about it a few weeks ago now before they faced the Eagles. So this was coming off of, I guess, the second Browns game it would have been. Yeah, and I said, are you guys riding the